This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Peak Northwest, an outdoors and travel podcast by the Oregonian and Oregon Live, dedicated to the adventure and exploration of our beautiful Pacific Northwest. I'm Jamie Hale.
And I'm Jim Ryan. And together we take you to some of the most beautiful and interesting destinations in our region, discussing where to go, what to do, and places to see. And we today just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We are thankful for taking a break on this national holiday and spending some time with loved ones here over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Hey, Jim, I know I'm going to be seeing my family here up in Camas, seeing my sister's family from Salem. Are you flying back home, or what's your plan here for Thanksgiving?
I am not headed back to Michigan, but I thankfully have an invitation to go visit some extended family, and my brother will be in town as well.
Nice.
Heading down to Bend. So a glorious time trying to have a safe and fun get together for the Thanksgiving holiday. So should be glorious.
You going to get some skiing in and bachelor while you're there?
You know, I didn't tell my brother to throw any kind of, you know, snow sports things in the bag. You know, that's a pretty specific thing to pack for, Jamie, but maybe,
okay.
I'll sneak out. I don't know. Maybe I'll do a little sneak. We'll see. It depends on, you know, how I'm feeling, how much snow there is, how much free time we're feeling, how full I am. Of turkey and assorted other goodies. So salad, we'll see. How about that?
Okay, good enough.
This is short. This is just to say happy Thanksgiving, everyone. But what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Oh, man. You know what? I got to say, it's for me, it's the broccoli and cheese. It was like my childhood favorite.
Ooh, that is not.
But it's like, and it's just like classic, like, Velveeta cheese and broccoli and like that creamy mushroom soup. It is like 50s era delicious, and it's become sort of my contribution now that I'm an adult. And it's a crowd pleaser. You know, it's like one of the few dishes that is like absolutely the first one gone from the table every time.
All right. Jamie Hale, thankful for broccoli and cheese. I wouldn't
right.
have guessed it. I over here, I'm thankful for, of course, the whole thing, but the pie, man, it is like pie season. And especially Thanksgiving is a pie holiday. So I'm all about that. Any flavor, less of like the pecan, however you want to pronounce that, less of the chocolate pie, more all about pumpkin, all about apple, whatever fruit combination you want to throw at me, not literally speaking, put it on the plate for me. That is perfect. So
let me
thankful
ask you, Jim,
for pie. Yeah.
Scoop of ice cream on the pie?
Oh, I mean, if you can, if you've got it in the vicinity, it's going on the plate in the bowl. If you've got the whipped cream, that works too.
Yep.
I feel like pumpkin and whipped cream is a particular combination that you got to go with.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it doesn't take too much to keep me happy. Pie wise, you know, I'm happy with a Safeway pie just the same, but man, Thanksgiving time, roll around with some homemade pie. Consider me one happy man. So all of this is to say, folks, we will be back next week with a new episode where we share some of our favorite things about the end of the year and the holiday seasons. So safe travels, everyone, and thanks as always for listening.